Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your presence. Thank you for the atmosphere. Thank you for healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you for convictions that will be shared tonight and created tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let's be seated. So, firstly, the first part I'll emphasize is transition. A transition from the old to the New Testament, which I've always been talking about in bits, per different messages. How that faith was based on the shadows in the Old Testament and on the substance in the New Testament. I think you people have heard me talk about this several times. So I'll just emphasize a little bit. I said faith in the Old Testament was based on substance, right? Sorry, shadows, isn't it? And in the New Testament, it's based on what? The substance of the shadow. So I did something little today. I carried Hebrews and I started looking at transition from 1, 2, 3, and I observed something from 7 down to 12. I think the entire book of Hebrews, I've heard that before, but I didn't really take it to mind. I know that, but I've not really considered it so deep like today. The entire book of Hebrews focuses on one thing. So, they are, you know, let me give you an idea of the Hebrew people. Romans 12:10-1. That's an idea of these people, their kind of mindset. Because they have been very religious, so it's difficult even preaching to them. It's not supposed to be like that, but it was like that. With Jesus and with Paul the Apostle. So let's see it. Romans 10 and 1. This is just an idea of them. Brethren, my heart desire. This is Paul the Apostle praying, right? So let's read together. I want to read. Brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. So you see that? Alright. Here, Paul is praying for Israel to be saved, the Hebrew guys. Isn't that astonishing? They should be the first people that should have experienced salvation. Alright? Well, see what he's saying about them. Let's see it in the Amplified rendition. The Amplified rendition. Brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is for their salvation. In other words, these people are practicing all of this old stuff, right? They practice lamb slaying, they practice water baptism, immersion, they practice sprinkling, you know. I think there was a culture that they sprinkle something, water, on object to get them clean. There was a culture like that in the Old Testament. They practice incense. Several things they practiced. Are we together? Which were more like shadows of the original. All of these things were pointing or are pointing to Christ. Christ is supposed to end them. There were shadows of Christ who is the original of these shadows. Are we together? No one emphasizes, looks to, admire shadows when he has seen what? The objects. Are we together? Alright, so they were existed, and these guys were practicing them. They were so accustomed to this thing that they didn't want to leave them. Even from the coming of Christ. If you remember when Jesus was on the earth, he spoke to us in the Synoptic Gospel how that he came to his own and his own people what? You can tell Jesus was part of them because he said as his custom will entail every Saturday he will go for worship in their temple. Are we together? As his culture will entail. He will go for worship in their in their temples. And of course, you know, when it was time, when he was grown up and it was time, he still confronted that place he was attending. That was the first place he started from. And of course, what I said before this was a proof that Jesus was part of them. Are we together? That's why he said, I came to my own, and what? My own received me not. Hallelujah to Jesus. My own what? Received me not. If I want to hit the second point I was trying to say, I may be drifted into another topic. But let me just say it there and stop. Jesus still confronted that system. As we are seeing now, Paul is saying there's a problem. He was praying for their salvation. That is why Jesus had to confront them. Are we together? And so Jesus was trying to bring the original. He was not just, you know, some people are just naturally troublesome. And when they become Christians, that troublesome, that troublesomeness begin to manifest. They just like trouble. They like to argue. Now when they have more enlightenment than others, boom! They will just say, what do they talk like this? According to the Bible, according to the book, you are very wrong. And when you try to argue with them, and they're actually right too, then they now use mockery now and fire you. Rubbish. Come and sit down, let us teach you Bible. You see, how would you talk to somebody like that and you think you believe whatever you are sharing? Even if you like, let the light be shining like this. As long as you talk to that person like that, they will not give you any listening ear. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Because you didn't speak with wisdom. Truth, if you know truth, you speak it with love. And one of the fruit of love is not mockery. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? One of the things that truth does is that it makes you very humble. If it is God you truly know, you'll be very humble. Very, very humble. You are bold as a lion, yet gentle as a lamb. You know, one of my members asked me after a display one day, he said, Pastor, can you tell me exactly the point where you need to switch from being calm to being bold the way you acted just now, sir? I said, I can't tell you the point, but anytime you want to stand for righteousness, you got to stand for righteousness by the Spirit. Because the Bible said the righteous as what? Bold as a lion. We may look gentle, but we're still bold. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Now, this is not a call to fight. That's why we have what we call the fruit of the Spirit. Say, I want to prove that I'm bold as a lion. You match my leg. My friend, remove that leg. You idiot. I'm bold as a lion. No. You are bold as a beast. That's not the fruit of the Spirit. Are we together? For instance, people are suffering. Wrong things are happening. If you are the righteous, for instance, let me give you a very typical example. Fulani are killing people. The way you prove you are righteous if you are in high position is to be bold and speak out. Because it involves people's life. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? If you keep quiet and say you are expressing the fruit of the Spirit, you are not expressing, you are just being a coward. Because this involves the lives of people. What can a man offer in exchange of his soul? Which kindness are you offering in exchange of your soul? Which caution? Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Is it what God did just for one, for the whole world? Is it what he did? And if it was just one person, he would do the same thing. He gave Jesus for everybody. For your soul. They did not share this salvation like this and say, take 2% of salvation. Everybody is enjoying 100% of the salvation in their life. This is proof that if you are the only one on earth, Jesus will still die for you. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And that's why he asked the question, God speaking, what can a man what offer in exchange of his soul? That's why he had to be himself. Because you can truly offer nothing in exchange of his soul. And that's why we consider the leadership of this country cowards. The most useless people that has ever hit the earth. Because they are playing politics with the lives of people. It's so disappointing. I tell you the truth. If we allow our emotions to take over us, we will sound very stupid before men and very stupid before God. I was seeing the new city and I almost asked myself a question. Why am I alive? God, I don't want to see these days. It was so tempting. I had to rebuke that voice that came to my heart. I'm like, what is happening? Is this a world? What kind of a world is this? And I picture when the Bible said God was not pleased with the generation. Remember the days of Noah. How that, you know, the angels destroyed them. Anytime I talk like this, I remember a friend that said, Pastor likes to cover for God too much. Say God killed people, he's saying that it's angels. He will now put it in the head of demons. It was God that killed them. No. God is not a killer. Are we together? Hallelujah to Jesus. And if you ever hear that God killed people, it was not him that killed directly. It was him through the ministry of the angels. And it's because those people wanted to touch you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If anyone tries to touch you, those angels will take them out. Because you're a covenant child of God. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. He said, 1,000 may fall by this side, 10,000 by this side, but nobody will touch you. Do you believe that? Let me not rush. I'll get to that point. I'll get to that point. Hallelujah to Jesus. So you see, the Old Testament, you know, the shadows. And anytime we talk about these shadows, of course, it's not compared to the substance. But I'm just amazed a lot of times when I see the demonstrations of the Spirit under the ministry of the old. I'll show you a few of them. So like I was saying about Hebrews, the transition from the word. If you look at verse 1, you will see it, right? How that the Bible started by saying in sundry times, diverse means God tried speaking. Can you remember? If you just look at the writing, the style of writing, you see that the writer Paul, even the theologians, one or two of them, amidst a billion, are saying it's not Paul. More than a billion believe it's Paul. So I stay with more than a billion. Are we together? And you see how that he's trying to compare the old age with the new age. Verse 2, too, you see the comparison, right? If you see in verse 1, you see in verse 2, I think where in verse 2, too, you see the comparison. They're very highlighted. And verse 7 and Amplified. Let's see 2, 2. Hebrews 2, 2, you see another comparison there. If I go chapter by chapter, I think I can pinpoint almost one comparison to prove this. It said, if the message given through angels, the law given to Moses was what? Authentic. And what? And what? And every violation and disobedient act received and what? Then see the comparison with the new now. Next part of scripture. How will we what? If we what? The new. For if it was what? It was what? And it was what? Yes, and etc. Isn't it? So you see something here? Did you see something here? Something beautiful? Firstly, it says to us in verse 2:2 that the law was given by what? Angels. Affirming the writings of Paul in Galatians 3. Can you remember? And who is the author of the book of Acts? The writing in the book of Acts also proved that, I think, Acts 7. Then is who? Luke, Dr. Luke. Then now if you go to verse 7, you enjoy this comparison more. You see how the Bible now says, because remember, law given by angels, meaning angels were having charge of other people, right? You have made him for a little while. You see that now. Lower in what? And that's why they give us laws. Do you understand now? That angels, you have crowned him with what? And have what? Set him over the works of your hands. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you understanding me? And you go further and further and further. So, if you go to Hebrews 10 and 1, for instance, let's see it. That's the same style of writing from it. That's just an attempt. It's just an attempt to just prove, you know, to separate the new from the old from the new, or the new from the old. And I think Paul did. We can really trace to Paul. I'm just discovering this. In Acts 26, I remember where Paul said, where the Bible said, sorry, that Paul took days, morning to evening, sorry, expounding to them the scriptures, differentiating Yeshua
from the ministry of the old, or Yeshua from Moses. Can you remember that part of scripture? From morning till evening, he was doing one thing, separating the gospel from what? The shadows, substance from the shadows. Are we together? Are we together? For since the law has only what? A shadow, just as what? Of the good things to come, not the very image of those things, it can never, by offering the same sacrifices continually, year after year, make perfect those who what? So you see, there needed to be something done. It cannot bring eternal change. Alright? Every year it has to be done. Every year it has to be done. Every year it has to be done. And so that is why Jesus had to come. As a lamb that would take away what? The sins of the world. Are you here tonight? So you see, 9 and 10, I hope I'm not mistaking this thing again. 9 and 10 speaks about regular washings, you know, highlighting some old stuff. Alright, for they that give sacrifice and ceremonies deal only with clean and unclean food and drinks, various ritual washings, mere external regulations for the body imposed to help the worshippers unto the time of what? Reformation. That is the time of the new order when Christ will establish real. And that's why sometimes I don't like to read this rendition. Give me the NKJV. So much notes. Did you see the difference? I'm not saying amplify is bad. Sometimes just save yourself the stress. Concerned only with what? Foods and drinks. Various and what? Imposed until the time of reformation. Simple. Next part of scripture. But Christ came as a what? Of what? With the? Not maybe what? That is not of what? And he said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. There's no mistake in the glory. He takes away the will of the Father is the second, not the first. So washings, not the will of God. Killing lambs, not the will of God. Using anointing oil. Not the will of God, mention them, using handkerchiefs, using water and salt. Mention the one you do. Using salt, not the will of God. Sand, do you sand? Really, is that a doctrine? Definitely not the will of God. Dust you are, you know that celebration, and the dust you have returned, not the will of God. And that's where the problem is. You see, these people that I said dust, if they catch me, if they see this video, you will hate me online. I'm telling you, that's just a problem. People don't like truth. I used to be like that when I was there. And I'm not trying to mock or talk down them. I tell you the truth. I admire their devotion. They are so devoted to whatever they believe. But if Jesus was here, will Jesus try to be political? Huh? Let's have an... See the idea about Jesus. See the idea. He met a woman by the well. Give me water to drink. Just listen to Jesus. Some people, they have oversabi kindness. Oversabi. That does not exist in the realm of the spirit. Give me water to drink. She said she was not going to give him because he was not part of them. Is that if you know who he's talking to you, you give him water. Because you see, he doesn't even need this water you are drinking. He will dig a well in your spirit. Because he knew why she was fetching the water. You think she was fetching it to go and wash? No, she was fetching it to go and keep somewhere. I mean, pouring in her house like this in the morning. So he told her there's another well we can dig that will satisfy the purpose of what you are fetching this water for. Do you understand? So she now said, mountain is supposed to be on, worship is supposed to be on the mountain. She said, no, worship is done in the spirit. What takes you there is truth. So you see, if you want to be catapulted into the realm of the spirit so that you worship God effectively, all you need is truth. So worship is not some emotional display. Even if you kill me, even if you slay me, I will never let go. go. Now, you have to rightly divide the scriptures so that you excavate truth and worship God effectively. That worship scares angels in the spirit. Because they know the character of God cannot do such a thing. Job was speaking out of frustration. See, a lot of times when we are faced with trials, we say stupid things, even though we are still in faith. Midpoint into the trials, you see us still say rubbish thing and come back to faith. Have you been there before? Now, what is really happening with this Christianity now? Then after a while, oh, I know who I am. But you have already said the stupid thing. Now, that stupid thing, they wrote everything. We non-Christians, we are now packing the stupid things and the nice things and we are joining together and it's not making sense. Read the book of Job very well. You'll be so amazed at some things that Job said. Some of them are wonderful. Some of them are very useless. And that's why Christ is the light of scripture. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. Like some people that like songs of Solomon. Imagine somebody comes and he opens Songs of Solomon. He's talking about a woman's breast to explain spiritual things. Will we not stand up and leave this church? But do you know somebody wrote those things? Now imagine that we are sitting here and we are trying to prove to you the Holy Ghost came upon him and he started saying, all right, now let's continue. Because I wanted to say it, but I felt like the Holy Ghost will soon leave me. But you all understand what I'm trying to say. Songs of Solomon people. Are you here? Okay. Most people have read, most boys have read that thing. To talk to Christian girls. Say they will not hear all this our scope. Let's go to Solomon our father. And we'll read. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. So the frustration of Job now is not, the frustration of Job is not truth. Yes, he was going through a trying moment. At the end, Job probably passed the test. He passed it. But he made some statements of unbelief in between his journey, his adventure of faith. Which almost every human being, even Jesus said, Father. He knew his course, but as a human being, he said, Father. And I know that was deliberate so that you understand that sometimes when you say these things, God understands with you. The Bible says we don't have a Savior who is what? Ignorant of the feelings of our infirmity. That's why sometimes we pastors will get mad at you. Jesus understands. Even though we know that's not all to God's character. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So, the Bible says Jesus said, if it is your will, he knows the will of the Father. If it is your will, let this cup pass me by. See what he said next. Nevertheless, not my will. Let your will be done. Does it make sense? Who say yes, sir? It makes sense spiritually, but let's be sincere. Logically, does it make sense? If it is your will, let this cup pass. Now, he's talking like he doesn't know. That he has been saying that that's what he came for. From the very beginning, he came to lay down his life. He has been saying everywhere you go, you say it. But when the time reached for the prophecy to be manifested, the humanity of Jesus found expression. You know, it's like that with us. We can make mouth till we get to that crossroad of fulfilling prophecy. I know who I am. Anywhere you go, oh, I will follow, I follow, I follow, I follow, I follow, I follow. Then there's this fine man you like. This fine man. And you don't know why your friends, your best friends, sorry, and even your pastor and HOD are having problem with that man. You don't know why. Because God created the man in his image and likeness. We should not discriminate. So you don't know why we are having problem with God's creation. That's number one. Number two, most everybody pray in tongues. You now know our problem. That's the time you know our real character. This church, they discriminate too much. They discriminate too much. So if somebody, not be GCMI, who said that one before? You see, they will put that allegation on our head. So they no go marry him. Now your friend, your best friend now is like your enemy because she's telling you the truth. But see, Julie, that man is not really born again. You know this truth now because of the money we're in the game. Stop that! It's not the money. How many boys for this church even get sense like that man? You didn't talk. Maybe the our children know they feel pay people transport if they cover. Sonia, many times don't pay my transport if I really get. He always say no, he don't get. If I sometimes now then go say but go keep them transport for you. But this one, see, he get car. He they carry us come church. Before you know, they will quote what is not in the Bible. The Bible says heaven help those that help themselves. this thing struck somebody. I can feel it. Hallelujah to Jesus. It happens. You just be seeing some kind of mapping in your head. Satan will be connecting scriptures. You know, Satan knows scriptures. He doesn't just understand it. He knows Bible. You can quote Bible. It's his memory verse. That is, the Satan is can do memory verse very well. Maybe he looked at the situation. He now quotes what God said to God. So if you major on memory verse, that's why people that have memory know memory verse alone, they don't become effective Christian. Because you are in that same line with Satan. John, these are the Bible say, another one, the Bible say, and those that don't know memory verse now are excited. You are worse. Your case is worse. You know, as I'm saying this, is you say, Pastor, you talk to me, sir. I don't even know any part of the Bible in my head. Your own is very worse. Because at least those ones can even meditate with what they know. You, guy, your case is very severe. I'm not trying to make you feel excited. So what am I trying to say? If you just know this thing as a mental center is in your head, Satan will deal with you. Because the guy too, we didn't know he was reading the Bible till that part of scripture. He used to read. So that he can confuse Christians. That's why I said the difference between wrong. Satan is not really majoring on making sure, tempting you with major wrongs, obvious wrongs. By obvious wrong, he knows that fornication is a sin. That sleeping with somebody who is not your husband and adultery is a sin. Sleeping with somebody you are not married to. How do I put it? If you are married and you are sleeping around, is adultery, isn't it? He knows these two things are sins. Obviously, he will not come like that to tempt you. Because he knows you will catch him. So what he will do is that he will make sure you guys are hugging yourself tight and kissing yourself lightly. Pastor, how you know? I'm a pastor. I've dealt with cases. Say, sir, we are just hugging. Nothing serious. Okay, if it's nothing serious, why not avoid hugging? Why must you put touch your bodies together? You see that now? You now have not scriptural. You now say me, I'm an old man because you now use because of your black skin color that some of you think you have now. You now your brain will now come to the level of that skin color. You now start saying things like, "I like white people. Their life is simple." As if white people are your standard for life, for living. Say, if you watch their movie, they are not Mario, but they want to do what is it called? That one they put ring now, engagement. You see them, they will kiss the lady, and it's not a sin. Why is it not a sin? White people are doing it. So you now, who is a child of God, they want to engage you. You now kiss. That's how we know there's a problem in that marriage. From the engagement. Be visiting the man anyhow. Then why will we not be surprised that you came to the church and you said, you don't know the devil. You will lose your stomach before marriage. Because before you know now, I'm talking about the law of body chemistry. You cannot say you want to pray against it when you are fulfilling the law. I mean, you are sitting with somebody 24/7. You people are madly or stupidly in love because if you are sitting together every time, you are stupidly in love. I mean, you are in one place inside your house. Every time that is stupidly in love. Yes, truly madly in love. You are mad. That's really it. Every time you are sitting together, and you say you really love yourself, you express yourself, you dares, yes, pew. Then you start cooking in the house. Some ladies do those funny things. Cleaning the house. Then when you finish, you now rest. AC will now be blowing. Then you guys will start watching Netflix. Well, it's not my mouth to finish that talk. But you see, that's how Satan tempts people, because he will not want you to... Fornication. No, it's not fornication. It's just hug. Then for the married man now, there's one girl you are playing with anyhow. Anytime you meet that girl, you will gist about even your wife. You talk your house problem, you talk the things your wife, she knows your wife problem. I think one time I was counseling a lady. She was repenting some sort of, and she was now saying, in between her story, how that the married man, and she was now pitying the married man because the woman was not. I said, how did you know this? So he said, yeah, we used to talk about it. There are cases in this world. There's another case I remember. This one, the lady is in love with a married man. You know, I really wonder if this thing exists. I don't believe it should be ladies like you guys. Because I can't imagine it. That somebody is married. Firstly, you should be jealous as a woman. You are seeing somebody's ring. And you're saying that this one I like. No lady should think like that. And if you find yourself thinking like that, it's a devil. You know, I told you one story. One time, while I was gymming, before I got, while I was married, early stage, I thought I could continue the gym. So, I was going to gym in Air Force Base. I was going to do sports, in Air Force Base. I think I should reduce the way I talk that gym. So that you don't ask me for evidence. So, I was going to do some money sports. And one day while I was coming back, I had to do something in second camp. So I was on casual wear. Of course, long trousers, a t-shirt. And I wind up, I wanted to say, Tinubu was not rolling, so I on AC. But I think I still can on AC right now, by God's grace. But I was on AC more that time, and I was still on very soon. In the name of Jesus. I'm earning very well now in the name of Jesus. My faith. So I wind up, and when I got to one ATM, I wanted to withdraw money just behind the first. If you enter second camp, there's an ATM just behind one of these classes by the right hand side. I tried using it, and when I went to use it, I finished. I was coming back. I said, hearing some kind of things. I couldn't believe it's me, so I walked so fast and entered the car. And while I was trying to turn, then some ladies were just waving, hi. I was looking at my ring, whether it's not shining enough. Because I felt like the moment you put this ring, nobody should like you. Everybody should say, I beg, market has closed for this man. That's what I used to think. You know, one time I was in the office, someone came to greet me after church. And immediately, that's why I'm justifying what I'm saying. Immediately she entered the office, she sat down, very sincere lady. So, before we started talking, she was looking at my hands. I said, yeah, I'm married. She now started laughing. She said, yes, sir. You know, most times you just check people's hands. I said, yeah, I understand. I'm married. I will soon have a baby. You should be disappointed by now. So, how are you doing? Well, it doesn't work. So, you see, how Satan tempts you as a married man is that he gets you so close to a woman. Maybe she's even married. That one is worst. Yes. You are surprised? I've heard cases. And the worst is she's not married. And you are talking and talking and talking so foolishly. You see, any man, to know people like that, see from the relationship. Imagine you are in love with somebody, you have a boyfriend, and people like that. And that person, any problem you have, there's a particular person that knows all the problem. And it's not a man, it's a woman. That's how you know there's a problem. That's how Satan tempts you. You are just talking with that lady, talking that. You don't know that lady is your second wife. Should in case that marriage we fail, that's the person you marry. That's why when I hear people say bestie, I used to feel like slapping them. All this rubbish they say besties. You are not a serious person if you have a bestie for a lady or a bestie for a guy. So this is my bestie's name. My bestie's name is Sandra. I like my bestie. My bestie's name is Mark. I like my bestie. Are you okay? So this is how Satan tempts you. And listen. You know, I was receiving a report many years ago, and I laughed. I said, many people don't know that even Christians get more tempted than unbelievers. If you observe, before you became a serious Christian, the temptation you are facing now, you are not facing before. Did you observe? Because you are not thinking that there are things you won't stand against. It was something that any time Satan wanted, you would have done it. Because that was your world. But when you got born again, now there's a demarcation. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Satan tempts you even deeper. The Bible says, those who have the seed of the word on their inside, Satan brings trials and tribulations of life. So I was talking to the person who was reporting. I said, you people don't know that as a Christian brother or a Christian sister, if you are not careful, if you don't focus on the word of God, if you don't set your gaze every morning, have a routine of how you set your gaze on the word, you should not be found wanting in prayer. As long as the earth remains, and as long as you are a human being on the earth, if you don't pray, you will faint. Are you listening to me? You must be praying. Don't think it's automatic. You are saved though. But don't think walking in the fire of the Holy Ghost is automatic. The Bible says, quench not the spirit, meaning it can be quenched. It says, quench not the spirit. Now, you know, some people have this notion that, yeah, you cannot lose salvation no matter what you do. Look at what Paul is saying. Think about it. He says, quench not the spirit, meaning even though you are claiming people will not lose salvation, if you are quenched, if your spirit is quenched, there's a disadvantage. If it was okay for the spirit to be quenched, and you make heaven with that quenched spirit, Paul will not say, quench not the spirit. And he now emphasized, he said, how you do that is by what? Praying without ceasing. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So don't be a dull Christian, because there are disadvantages. Many of them. Many of them. Are you listening to me? Very important. So quench not the spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. Men ought to pray, else they are fainting. You will faint. You'll be weak. Have a routine of prayer. That's how the glory of the New Testament will find expression in your life. Look at the glories in the New Testament. Is that if anybody be in Christ, the what? Talk to me. If anybody be in Christ, the word, the way you are saying it, it shows you are not enjoying it. Now speak out loud in faith. If anybody be in Christ, the word, you are a new creation. But like I was trying to say, if you don't set your gaze on the word, you who set new creation, is you that will carry your two-leg and go to a man's house. I'm telling you, as your pastor, you'll be disturbing boy. Hello, Johnson, you dear house. It's a pastor. Why talking like this? It happens. You as a child of God, you think to set your gaze on the Lord is not to come and lead prayer. You know, many people don't know that it just takes 5 minutes to lead prayer or 10 minutes. Oro go, oro go, oro go, oro go, oro go, oro go, jigu dugu 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 dugu, magana ya carry. worship, 5 or 10 minutes too. You are the Lord, let your name be glorified. It has finished. It is a beautiful experience, but it's just, if you limit this to activities, if, you know, I told some worshippers one time, way back in Canada, I said, what you are doing on stage, if you don't enjoy doing it, only you are home, you are a fake worshipper. See the way you worship and you are serious and you are sweating. If you cannot sweat at home, you are just a performer. That means your gaze is not set on Jesus. In fact, with time, you start acting, living like unbelievers. I tell you, there are some Christians who, with time, you observe that they just feel like they're hypocrites. We've seen the cases in the U.S. There was one time, a young boy who had been singing gospel song came out and said, now he's identified as a woman. I know some of you remember that guy that sang this, is it Jota, something like that, right? There's one beautiful, I say I'm calling him beautiful, maybe this is the problem. Very handsome boy. Hallelujah. Everywhere that song was there that time. Everywhere. That boy later on is gay. It's not they say the picture is on the internet. Should I shock you? The person that sang, I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my heart, with all my soul, I will always whatever do his command. They say it's currently gay. You see how that song sounds powerful? I pledge, it's like a soldier. Don't worry, I'll show you the problems in all of these things. But majorly, even though I have a problem, I have a reason why I think these people may have fallen. If for you that claim you have this revelation, if you don't always pray, or let me start with set your gaze on Jesus. True prayer. How do you set your gaze on Jesus? True prayer. And the Holy Ghost, that's how he helps you. When you begin to pray, he helps you pray. Remember Romans 8 at 26? We don't know how to pray as we want. So immediately you initiate, you know, immediately you begin to pray, you initiate the ability of the Holy Spirit from your inside into display. He begins to work out something from your inside. He begins to work out your salvation. He fulfills Ephesians 1:13, making sure what has been purchased for you is your reality. Are you listening? So as long as we are human beings, before the powers here, we will always steer ourselves towards Jesus, towards gazing on Jesus through the ministry of what? Prayer. That's how we'll bring the Holy Spirit into display, or partner always with the Holy Spirit to get us focused on Jesus. I'm talking about us that have revelation. But it is possible to pledge allegiance to the Lamb without the understanding of what the Lamb has done for you. If you only pledge allegiance to the Lamb without the understanding of what the Lamb has done, or what Jesus has done on the cross of Calvary, you will not fulfill the allegiance to the Lamb. Listen, if you are a programmer, even if you are not a programmer, if you use the internet, which all of us here, we use internet, we are not in a stone age. There's what we call the front end and what? The back end of every website and every software. Alright? And the best way to explain this, some of you, well, there are box on the internet that you can put only name. Right? Huh? There are some you can put name and characters. That's password. Huh? For instance, they say first name, you cannot put one there. If you try to put one, it will not even initiate anything for you, give you any provision to put one, Roman figure one. If you get what I'm trying to say? Number one, I mean. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? When it goes to surname two, you cannot put numbers there. But when it gets to password, they will tell you that they will now open the possibility for you to be able to put both characters and what? Letters and what? Numbers. You think those things just exist? Are they not the same boxes? But there's the programming at the back that controls what you are doing in the front. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It looks beautiful, but there's a dirty job at the back that is making the front look so beautiful. Jesus did some dirty job for us in the realm of the spirit. Let me put it like that. Yes. There was a very wonderful way John the Revelator explained it. He explained the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus like a... how do they call people that make wine? Let me just say winemakers. At a point, if they want to make the wine, they will carry... they'll use their leg and be pressing the grapes. that while Jesus was trying to die for us, be buried and resurrected, that was what he was doing. That's a picture. You see that picture in the book of Revelation. Wine presser. While he was doing that, in answer the blood of the wine, the juice of the wine whatsoever poured on his white garment, blah, 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 trying to explain to John how that it was in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection that God gave us the victory. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? The very wonderful way that John will understand. Are we together? So it is possible to say, I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. But if you don't understand what Jesus has done for you, you will still not be able to live for the Lamb. So the problem is that for years, people sing that song. And it is possible to create songs and still not represent God well. You can carry the Bible and start saying, I love the man from Calvary. You can create a song like that. But if you don't understand what truly happened in Calvary, the back end event, it is not possible to live for God. Take for instance, one example I always give to you, Romans 6. I always give this example to you. Romans 6 and verse 7. Maybe 6 and verse 6, right? Verse 6. It said, knowing this, that our old man was crucified. A lot of people don't believe these things. They don't even know it. This is just one of the plenty. That our old man was crucified, that the body of sin, my word, be done away with. That we should no longer be what? These are things you got to understand. See another very vital point. Verse 7, it says, for he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, listen carefully. If you think you are dying every day, you can never be free from sin. You see, these little things affect your salvation. They affect your salvation. But people don't understand. Why are we arguing? Like I saw a post today, I really felt so bad. Not angry towards the man of God. I just felt so bad. And I'm wondering what will be the hope of a generation that will talk like this. I heard a man of God say this in a pastor's conference. You know, this same perspective in a pastor's conference. And I said, thank God for the Holy Ghost. He said, one of the problems we have today is that men of God are rising up to say, we want power, not explanation. It sounds like it's something beautiful, but it's nonsense. Because if we want just power and no explanation, there's no difference between us and herbalists. We should be comparing ourselves or competing with Babalawos. What is the meaning of that statement? It sounds so appeasing. Maybe way back the church was cold and people started saying things like that. But it was not true. Maybe it was just stirred out of emotional mismanagement. You should not talk like that. Are you listening to me? Look at Jesus. Time to demonstrate power. But he gathered their perspective. They disrespected Jesus. I mean, God came to a city. They know he's God. They did not receive him. They say, master, they reject you. Call down fire to destroy them, sir. Give us permission. Let us call down fire. Some of them wanted to explore power. And Jesus rebuked them. Do you know they would have done it? And some of them, their nickname was even Sons of Thunder. That master the acts. And Jesus, rebuked them. He said, you don't know the manner of spirit you have. You don't know the manner of spirit. It's one of the beautiful things of the New Testament is that we can control power. We can control power. We dish out power in the right direction. Power should not flow wrongly. Because, you see, listen carefully. The possibilities for a child of God are endless. I tell you the truth. That's why some Christians will say things, they will happen. That's why as a wise person, not a Christian, as a wise human being, don't be talking anyhow. Don't be doing life anyhow. I heard a pastor explain to some people. He said some of these people have not understood new Christian reality. You are going to insult them. And you don't even know your place in Christ. Then a prophet looks at you and says, it will never be well with you. And you don't know your place in Christ. Meanwhile, he's not supposed to curse. So, but that scripture, in fact, there was one that said, all of those scriptures, he doesn't used to like them. You are in trouble. He said, when Jesus said, love your enemies, he said, that one is not for me. You see that? Now you find such a person in trouble. And you are not a committed Christian. Your own are finished. You go and steal his money. He said, my father. May that thief be killed today. Then you see yourself in hell. 2-0. You stole. You died. You're in hell. Because of course now you stole. They swear for you, you died. The proof that your sins were not forgiven is that they kill you. It didn't work. Even though in the realm of the spirit, Jesus has forgiven all your sins. Future sin. But the man you stole his money from, he said, me, I will not forgive you. That's why the Bible warns us, you know, tells us, you know, there's a way Prophet Kubu says it. He said, for the new creation, when we get to understand the word, we remove some wrong characters from our natures. I forgot the scripture he used to explain that. Because listen to the words of Jesus. He said, whose sin you forgive is what? He now said, whose sin you retain? You see that? Like one time on campus, somebody stole my whatever 5. But I know there was 5 at the end of that phone. Not P5. What? Phantom 5. You remember the phone? I know there was 5 in that phone. It was the raining phone that time. It was not the raining phone. If you talk about phone that time, if you have Phantom 5, you are the top class. And it was a Cedo. I love that phone. One day I was making video call with Mama T. So we're just looking at our face. We don't used to visit ourselves. We just used to talk looking at our face. For the records. And we used to wear our shirt on and talk. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you like, don't answer me. It's only face that I used to show. So while we're talking, and I said, let me ease myself. I'll join you back in a few seconds. As I was going to ease myself, I just entered the parlor back and the place is very cold. As if an angel just entered. But I can't feel the presence of God. Do you know I didn't notice early? I was like, wow. Such coolness. So nice. And because I was seeing my laptop still shining, I felt like everything was okay. Because I was walking by the side and so I just checked. I looked at my window. The window was very wide. You know when the Bible said when Jesus said it was finished, the curtain was torn into two. And the guy woke up, black cap, he covered this hoodie. He was jumping the fence. I said, you! He stood up, but he did not turn. I said, today is your last day of stealing. That was the last thing I said. The thing pained me. Do you know I did not even go out and report? I stayed for like 20 minutes. I said, if I report, what will happen? And I went and touched my chair. He said, Pastor, he didn't carry cord last. Why you not touch this? Why, who want to be catching this? People? I said, it's gone. It's gone. Do you know, after a few minutes or hours, early in the morning, I had to catch somebody. I asked, what did he wear? They said, black hoodie. I did not even ask of my phone because I was ashamed. Guess what? They burnt him to ashes. I went back home. I said, saying, God, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. I was praying that God should forgive me. Because I felt like phone and human life, which one is better? But you see, out of anger, I said what I said. I know that Phantom 5. But I can't even compare it with human life now as I said this story. You see, but I said it. And they've been stealing from people in our compound. They stole from like 5 people already. So the caretaker was so worried, he was looking for an opportunity to catch them. He said, anytime they come, immediately they can shout, you will follow that person to his house and kill that person. He has made up his mind. Hallelujah to Jesus. So you see, the guy now is in heaven, probably, or hell, but my sins are forgiven. And I will never say that kind of thing again. Hallelujah to Jesus. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's why you got to be careful. Amen? Are you following me tonight? Very important. So it is possible that when your gaze, listen to me carefully, it's not set on Jesus. True prayer. You will find yourself living like unbelievers. Like I was trying to use that jota of a guy. At a point he got frustrated with his faith. And I'm sure he felt like, I want to stop pretending. Of course, some of them are a victim of the wrong orientation over there. They start teaching children from a very young age that they can choose their gender. Some of them. Some of them, again, it's just that they are frustrated. They are frustrated. In fact, some of the pastors that become victims like that is members that did it to them. Like a pastor that died, he wrote and said he will never forgive his members. They are the wicked, most wicked set of people he has ever seen in his life. And he killed himself in the U.S. Those members, I pity them. They'll be thinking every day and dreaming of that pastor. Some are victims of situations, but of course, at the end of everything, we can see that their gaze were not set where? On Jesus. Else they'll survive all of those situations. You can sit in church and still be doing stupid things if your gaze is not set on Jesus. Because you are more activity oriented than truly spiritual. Why? You don't have a routine of prayer. As simple as that. Because without praying every day, without praying, without ceasing, your gaze cannot be set on Jesus. No matter who you are, there is no beautiful unbeliever. See, this man is not a Christian, but he's a very nice person. It's just a matter of time. He will explode. He's a time bomb. Except you have, in fact, when you have God and are misbehaving small yet, you are better than somebody that doesn't have God and is not misbehaving yet. Because for you, God will change you finally. You have the seed that will help for you to be changed finally. It's in you, the word of God. But that other person, how did I know that? The Bible says some seed fell on rocky ground, some fell on, you know, all forms of wrong grounds. And for some, he said the cares of this world came and choke the growth of the seed, the progress of the seed, and they became weak again. That means it is possible to have the word on your inside, and after a few trials and temptation, you know, get into the wrong side of life. You are better than somebody that doesn't even what? I'm not approving this way of life. But I'm saying you are better than somebody that does not even have the seed of God's word on his inside. That's why when I hear ladies say, he's not born again, but he's somebody that I can imagine my whole life with. He just need a small touch. When the Bible says you should walk, the husband should walk on you. You want to walk on the husband. And what is prompting all of these things? Some little features. Little features you are seeing. He has broad chest. So it's between broad chest and born again. You chose broad chest. I want to bring born again. Factor in born again inside. He has height. Maybe he's probably closer to the heaven since he has. So now he has height and you want to factor in spirituality into his life. Like I always give you instances. One time a lady came to my house years ago, one of my daughters in the faith. She loved this man so much. And she asked me a few times, sir, what do you think? And nobody can set me up. When you ask me what do you think, I'll ask you, what do you think too? Let's start from what you think. Say, sir, I don't know, but I just feel the man. No, sir, first say your own. I say, no, say your own. I don't know, but I think the man is not really bad. I just think he needs some small touch. And I said, can I tell you the truth? She said, yes. When I think about that man, all I see is darkness. I can't explain it, but all I see is darkness. I've not even seen anything I would use to see in that place. And I know the devil. You will tell her, prophet does not want us to marry all believers. He does not want to lose you. You are a strong weapon in the ministry. Because she still had the impetus to keep on talking to the man. He even came to my house to see me and asked me this question, what can we do, sir, to make this thing possible? I said, what thing? Sir, I love this girl. What can we do? Is there anything I can do? And I said, nothing. You cannot do anything. It's just the will of God. And I said, did God tell you that this is your wife? He said, I don't know how God talked to people. I said, then we are far from reality now. I just saw her in the market and I love the way she talked. You know, people pick. And you see, there's something I learned there. That somebody acted nice does not mean that's your wife. Or your husband. Because you can just go and carry somebody and be, you know, suffering the person for nothing. In the name of, she's nice, he's nice, he's my man, she's my woman. That she spoke to the seller very nicely. And he has never seen somebody who speaks so genuinely and nicely and respectfully like that in his life. And he's the firstborn. They have been disturbing him to marry. So he just told himself he has seen. And when he now asked the lady was his tribal person. He now said, hey! And that's his mother's dream. The story was sounding beautiful, but like Nollywood, but it will end in shambles. I said, sir, there's nothing we can do. If God does not talk, we cannot do anything. And finally, he took me, drove me as a student to lectures in a very wonderful car, kept me in the front of my department. I'm wondering how my fellow classmate will see me that day. I didn't have a car that time. I said, if there's anything I will need anytime, I should not hesitate to let him know. That set up. Well, to cut the long story short, the lady came to my house one day and said, sir, as I was praying, I saw east wind. The east wind was blowing to the north wind. What it means is that God is bringing deliverance from me to the man. And I looked at her. I said, liar. I said this to her. I said, you are a liar. I say, God, how does this revelation add up? I was asking her, I said, how does this revelation, this is not, what kind of lie revelation is it? I called her name three, I said, liar. I said, this is how you, as I said, started crying. Because I caught her red-handed, started crying. Guess what? After that meeting, man, I don't know what men used to put in ladies' head. When they say I love you, it's like they blow a wind of destruction. No wonder my friends in secondary school will say things. They want to ask a lady out, they'll say, make we go pour dirty water for her head. Meaning, let them go and confuse the lady. You see, this is what I love you. If your father is not telling you or your mother, if they tell you that thing outside, see. Jacinta, I love you. I can't breathe without you. You start hearing things in their heart. Oh, Chim. What if you get that from your father, your brothers? Learn to be showing love in your family. Some of you, that's where you have problem from. Your family, everybody says, I love you. Who they tell that rubbish? They mad. Learn to say it. Learn to say, I love you. Look at your brother, say, I love you. Look at your sister, say, I love you. I thought this one time, a lady went to tell her mom, Mommy, I love you. Say, Mommy, I said I love you. I don't hear you now. What did they worry you? Some of you sit there. Nobody in your family has ever exchanged I love you. Inside. It's only on status they used to see it. And that I love you, said, when it reached there, you don't know how to write it. Happy birthday, big bro. You are a renal inspiration. I love your character. You have inspired me in so many ways. May God add more years to your years. In the name of Jesus. Have Wulump. W-U-L-L-M-P. You see that I love you? You know what I'm trying to say? This lady went back home and followed that man. Me. He left me. Listen, I started praying. I entered into fast. I said, I saw that they steal person from church. I started fasting and praying, missing meetings, not wanting to associate with our fellow brethren again in the church. Now we are all enemies because we have common goal to take her off the man of her life. Are you here tonight? She went. Sometimes I'll come to church and say, where's your sister? And sir, it's like they've carried out. I'll pretend like the thing is not touching me. I'll go back home and say, one day I was sleeping in the night. I woke up in the middle of the night. I said, you devil of darkness, take your hand off this lady in the name of Jesus. That was the only statement I made. I tell you, in less than 2 days, I had po. And I opened the door. I said, sir, can I come in? I said, you can.
Sir, I'm sorry.
I said, calm down, don't cry. They've broken her heart. Well, it's not like they cheated on her. See what happened. What happened was that the person told that she was talking about Jesus. Person, what the heck are you talking about? I said, yeah. Thank God for her, it was not far. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? For some, it gets too far beyond repair. They've had like one child before they realize that. You can't come back to the world and say, I made a mistake. You have to be faking it in the marriage. Every birthday, you beg him to snap with you and write, the best thing that's ever happened to me is marry you. If you know how many people are living fake life in marriage, you will thank God for your life. You think it's a joke. Some people are inspiring you to go and do the wrong thing. Sissy Angela, she no marry person with a prayer. Who the hell get the best marriage? See, every time her and her husband inside car, she go wear sunshade. They go, they drive, they do video, everything good. We dare, they deceive us with this. You don't know what Angela is facing. The day Angela will come out on Facebook and say, I want to talk my marriage journey, the things I have endured. Listen, believe God so much to know that anything outside his prescription has consequences. Did you get what I just said? Believing so much to know that anything outside his prescription has what? Consequences. If he says marry a man that knows the Lord, and you marry a man that does not know the Lord, even if they are wearing sunshade and claiming they are the best couple, know that there's consequences. Don't allow those things glittering to look like gold to you. Believe it. When you talk like this, many Christians think you are just trying to cajole them into fulfilling God's will. Believe what I'm telling you. It's the gospel. Are you listening to me tonight? Very important. I was teaching some boys one time. I said, believe God to know that if he says, for instance, that you are a blessed person, and as a Christian, there are principles you should do, even financially, believe him to understand that people who are not doing it are not walking the blessing. There's a difference between being blessed and walking in riches. You can have a lot of money and have a lot of problems that even money cannot solve. The most powerful set of people, see, that's why God wants you to have anointing first, not money first. He said, that anoint my head with what? The empowerment. Then he said, my what? You can change that to bank account. My bank account run it over. He empowers you to go and become rich. The blessing of the Lord maketh, produces riches. And one thing, don't forget, adds no sorrows. That means you are very rich and your child is sick, and you lay hands on the sick and they recover. I've heard a rich man say this story before. He said, I thought money can solve anything. They interviewed him, one of the wealthiest men in this country. He said, I realized that day that money is not the end of everything. I brought all the best doctors from the whole world. As I'm saying, some of you remember the story. I brought all the best doctors from the whole world for my elder brother, I think he said elder brother, to recover. And they did everything they could do, but I still lost my elder brother. That was the day I realized that money is not everything. When he was speaking, thank God for his life. Sorry for the experience, right? But there's an understanding that I have. The Bible says in the book of Job, he says, even the wild beasts have not seen that part. You can't enter an aeroplane to see it, or private jet. You see it by the spirit. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Nor has he what? Enter into the hearts of men. What God has what? For those that love him. There are a lot of good things for you. Powerful things for you. And there's a man you must become to enter into this reality. You've got to be anointed. Are you listening to me tonight? Very important. Learn to always pray. Have the routine of prayer to stir the fire. Now, a lot of wonderful things happen in the Old Testament, and they were actually just leveraging on shadows, isn't it? A lot of wonderful demonstrations of God's Spirit. So while I was reading the Hebrews, like I was saying, Hebrews 10, then Hebrews 11, I found out that it was a continuation. Now, if you observe Hebrews 11, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things not seen. And I said that even though this description can explain today's faith, the writer's goal was to explain faith of those days. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Faith leverage on things not seen, with things they are holding physically. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Faith is the substance of what? hope for the evidence of things not seen, meaning they have something they are holding that is giving them hope for what they are not what seeing. So slain lambs or regular washing. It makes sense because we just spoke about the washings in Hebrews 10. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to say. And all of the tradition, and that had actually been the journey thus far in the book of Hebrews. Then he began to explain how that they walk in faith. It's a true faith. So thing happened. Now, let's read it. For by it elders obtained a good report. They were leveraging on these things and they obtained good report. What are the things? Slain lambs. I mean, the Bible says, that's Hebrews 10:1, that every year they needed to be sacrificed for the forgiveness of sin. That was the sacrifice those guys were leveraging on to stand righteous before Satan and win at every situation. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to say. Meanwhile, in the New Testament, the Bible says, he who knew no sin became sin so that we become the righteousness of God. You see something powerful in the New Testament. Meaning we are supposed to see more demonstrations of the Spirit. More demonstration. I was talking today in my house, joking with Miriam and Agatha. I said, some of you who ask what is your problem is who to marry. You don't have problem. Your prayer life is full of God. Protect my husband, my future husband. Give him something to do. Think you have problem? And some are creating stupid problems. They are just worried because of somebody they like. One boy they like. What if I don't marry this man? I could die. And that's why they can't eat very well. They don't want to smile anyhow. Just funny problems. If the Lord gives you some kind of understanding, if you gain some kind of understanding, you will know that you're not supposed to be worried about anything. Don't be worried about anything. Nothing. The worst thing is you are worried about a man or a woman. That's the worst. You know how many men are in this world? And you know how many women are in this world? One day me and my friend were discussing. We're like three of us. Then I said, what's the worst thing that can happen to us? One of us now had the impetus to say, if I lose my girlfriend. So, and that's not because I don't respect my own girlfriend at that time, who is currently my wife. But see what one of my friends now said. As I say, hey! It's a very mumu man of God. He said, if you lose your girlfriend, it's not to try another girl. You have an opportunity to have a new one. And all of us started laughing. He said, you will take your time and have a beautiful one, a very perfect one. Maybe this present one is not actually your... Now, it's a very stupid statement, but we're just laughing towards it. What I pick from it is that, you see, it's a very stupid statement. He was just joking. But there are a lot of ladies out there that God will not be able to give you a wife. There are too plenty. There are a lot of men out there that God cannot give you a husband. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? One woman is not picking your call and you are thinking. Brain you are supposed to use to solve mathematical problems or learn coding. You are using it to think. You are not having migraine. Any migraine you don't get from tech is not actual migraine. The real migraine should come from coding, not from any other thing. How can you be having migraine because they are not picking your call? That doesn't mean that you don't respect your spouse. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But don't allow unnecessary things disturb you. A boy tells you, looks at you and says, you are not the kind of girl I want to marry. You have a bad car. You are a very stupid woman. You will not send anybody to marry. Go and start eating food. Just be enjoying yourself. Him, who will marry him? Enjoy your life. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Say, I'm doing you a favor. Doing who a favor? Who are you? Who born you? Doing who a favor? That I'm doing you a favor by liking you. By what? No man should have the impetus to say those stupid things to you. Are you listening to me? No man born of a woman. They are doing you favor. Favor that surrounds you like a shield. You know, if you know who you are, no person in this world can make you feel stupid. No man born of a woman. No woman born of a woman too. Can make you feel stupid about yourself. Let me tell you one funny story. My first relationship. There was a point the elder sister started having some issues with me because of my bold declarations. I would tell the younger sister and say things like, after 10 years, 5 years, you leave medicine and I'll feed you. And feed everyone that concerns you. You'll be fully into the ministry. We are not supposed to walk out there. And one time she was discussing with her sister and she said to her, they say after 5 years or 10 years, he even said I'll leave medicine. He said, that boy, something is wrong with his head. I'm telling you the truth. So she now came and gave me the response. Ah, my sister said, something is wrong with your head. Very sincerely, not like, just sincere response. So I was listening to my sister. Said, so my sister said, you are not well. Now she felt she just gave me news. It's not her fault. But that thing just click, just stuck somewhere in my head. I said, that's what she said. And she had one unnecessary pride. If she's watching, she knew I'm not lying. One of the things in my story is that there are evidences. I remember I have one email today. I used to see that I emailed her one time. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. So one day, we're discussing about this issue. And I said, see, you have to make up your mind now if you'll be my wife or not. So no, some people now, you know, some friends have big mouth. Some of you, don't allow your friends to be putting mouth in your relationship. They have big mouth. One of my friends was now advising me, hey, what's this? She'll just be practicing medicine and working full time. She can even own a hospital and be a director and still be working. I said, do you know what ministry is? He's a man of God, don't be talking like that. I say, if you don't shut up, I say, if you don't shut your mouth up, I have serious problem with you. Don't choke your mouth in our talk. And do you know the funniest thing? It was when we were talking about it, he was not talking inside the talk. Some people just like to talk too much. Couples are talking, you are putting mouth. They have not heard you before. You know, there was one time, my former house, my landlord, my direct neighbors were fighting. I don't know that couples used to fight like that. I was like, bling, 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 bling. That is, they throw stove or something or iron. Different place. Bling, 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 bling. What? I want to say, well, I've never imagined that couples can fight like that. So when I heard it, I thought it was a joke. I just felt like children are playing. I just felt like something, it should be something, something. When I went outside, it was at the, oh my God, they enter kitchen there. Even kitchen, parlor, they were stunning things, breaking things. So I now knock, my landlord now came out and said, Pastor, come here. He said, I don't come out before I go back there. If you enter, they go break your head with something. This kind of thing outside, you go the advice. You don't go enter inside. You see the way they stone things like that. Now your head, if you go hito. He now said, whenever couple they fight, if they throw things, no go there. Just they shout for back. I beg, make una stop. Oh. I beg, una stop. So, and I said, I beg, una stop. So that brother was lucky that something did not hit him that day. So what am I trying to say? Why we started talking about it? It now became an argument, like a joke. We forgot about it. After 1-2 weeks, and I brought it up. I said, talk that thing. Let's settle that. He said, no, when we reach that bridge, when I graduate. I said, you graduate in how many years? I said, like 4 years now is a many. I said, so in 4 years now, I'll still be in this relationship with you. We have done almost 3 years. Plus 4 is 7 years. That's when I'll now be I say, if my wife is not you, would have married my wife. Straight. I did not waste time. I say, I cannot waste years. Not sure of something. How can I be standing on sinking sand, on the fence for 4 years? If somebody says, Pastor, your wife, I will not be able to boldly reply, yes, she is. Because I don't know that after 4 years it will survive. What do you say by that? What does he mean by that? I don't understand what you say. Hallelujah to Jesus. So I said to her, no, we wouldn't take that. By God's grace, we're able to settle it, and we finally dissolve. It broke. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because I couldn't take that. Now, I remember one statement she made. She said, my sister said I should leave you. And I told my sister she does not know you. You will not call. I never forget that statement. She said, leave him, he will call you and beg you that you will not do that thing again. She now told the sister, you don't know who you are talking about. He will not even beep your phone. If you tell him you've left him, he will just write, it is well. And that's all. I said, thank God you know me. Because truly, that's what you get. And so I cannot continue again, blah, 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 blah. I'll just write, it is well. God see you on your new path. Maganaya carry. That's how you should have boldness. Are you listening to me? Nobody should rubbish you. Look at how you are wonderful and wonderfully made. You will now be feeling insecure for a man or a woman. Never. Some of you feel ugly. That's why you behave like that. You are not ugly. All right. Let me try to round up. Give me verse 3. Elders obtain a good testimony. I don't know why the Lord had to touch relationship in this faith work. I think this is still part of faith work. By faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made. And I told you what the world there mean, right? That is the current, that the old age of the Lord. Now, next part of scripture. I don't want to go back to that again. That's why I say some of you should go back to school of glory. It said, by faith, Abel offered to God a what? Now, what was his faith anchored on at that time? Slain lamb. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? Are you understanding what I'm trying to say? God asked Cain, if you did what was right, will your sacrifice not be accepted? What did Abel do that was right? He slew a lamb, and on the strength of the slain lamb, God accepted what? His sacrifice. Give me verse 4. By faith, Abel offered, okay, that's what we just read, right? Verse 5. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he could not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had his testimony that he pleased God. Verse 6. If you want me to touch that. Alright, and etc. Now, I want to explain some of them that I saw here. And one of the person I want to use as an example is Father Abraham. You know this saying somewhere in the power of scriptures here, the Bible said they greeted the promise from a distance, understanding that the rituals were not the end. They greeted the promise from what? A distance. They declared, you know, they know the promise was far from them. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Connect that with verse 1. That is when you are listening to it later. That's when you understand the statement I just made. Now the father of faith I want to talk about is Father Abraham. Hebrews 11 from verse 18. Give me verse 18. This one really touched me. Even though God had said to him, Hebrews 11, 18. Of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be blessed. Next part of scripture. Concluded that God was able to raise him up. Even now, give me in the NLT's rendition and give me from verse 17. It was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice when God was what? destined him. Abraham, who had received God's promises, was ready to what? Sacrifice his only son Isaac. Listen carefully. Abraham, hey, come here. Come here, Flora. Come and sit down there. Sit down. Are you here? See, don't feel our messages are funny because you hear all these things. We are pastors. We raise people, then apostles gather them in the evening. You can actually hear these kind of things from us in the morning, and it's okay. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't say they don't use the talk, play slow keyboard, and people use to shout, we are. We are teaching you, we are schooling you, we are pastors. So it's very okay. Okay? It was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice when God was testing him. Abraham, who had received God's promises, was ready to sacrifice his only son Isaac. He received God's promises concerning Isaac. Yet he was ready to what? Sacrifice Isaac. Next part of scripture. Even though God had told him, Isaac is a son through whom your descendants will be counted. Yet he wanted to kill that guy. Now let's see the mystery here. Verse 19. Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, see where his faith was hinged on, the power of God. He reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life again. I never meditated on this thing like I did today. And in a sense, Abraham did receive his son back from the dead. In a figuratively. See it in NKJV. This guy is crazy. He was really crazily in faith. Do you know why he wanted to kill Isaac? He knew that God was so powerful enough that if he killed Isaac, he would bring what? Isaac back to life. He reasoned the promise before he wanted to kill Isaac. God has given a promise that through Isaac I will do a lot of things. Now God is seeming to want to contradict himself. But he knows that God cannot contradict himself. So he said, well, I will not question God. I'll just kill him, then he will bring him back to life. The Bible said, concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. The guy shook God. Meaning, if we look at it in the imaginative realm, Abraham behaved like God. He has so much faith like God. It was only God that gave his only begotten son and knew that he would resurrect on the third day. And a man somehow was acting and God said, we're going to credit this guy's account with something. Even though the time has not reached, we'll credit it with righteousness. And that's why it's called the father of faith. See, I believe that with the whole of my heart. That's why God gave him that title. Nobody can remove it. In another dispensation, he received credit for the coming dispensation. Because of his acts of faith. The Bible said, credit righteousness for this guy. He's a righteous man. Are you seeing that? What kind of faith is that? So powerful. Somebody said, your son, blah, 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 blah will happen. The person then said, kill your son. And the person is looking at you, want to go and kill the son. Wondering what the heck is happening to this guy. He raised, somebody said he would have not killed him. When I saw the scripture, I said, it's a lie. Abraham would have killed him. See what the Bible said. He believed that if he kills him, God will what? In Abraham's heart, Isaac was dead. And in his heart, Isaac was still what? I don't think we'll ever see that kind of faith too. It's so powerful. Now we'll read some scripture that shows his faith. Romans 4:17. As it was written, I have made you a father of many nations. In the presence of him whom he believed God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. When I look at this first scripture, I said maybe we did not connect it well for a long time. Do you know what the Bible is referencing? Is the fact that Abraham already knew that Isaac would come back to life. Who gives life to what? And calls those things which do not what? As though they did. Now, the first part, the second part is for the dead woman. The first part is for the fact that he believed God would give life to what? Isaac. And the Bible said, that's why, that's what the Bible references for great faith. And the fact that he believed that he would have a child, even though there was no iota, there was no reason and system through which a child would come. Everything was defeated. Menopause and all that things. Those things. Yeah, the guy believed that nothing can stop my baby from coming. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? I wanted that after this meeting, you go back and start manifesting crazy faith. That a tumor in your stomach cannot stop a baby. Did you hear what I said? I don't like dull faith people. Are you here this evening? That the fact that you don't have any connection does not mean you not work in an oil company. Look at, take Abraham like this, he will say God will do something. Take him like this, put him under the ground. Anywhere you put me, God will bring me out. David was in the bush, just keeping the right character, doing the right things. God picked David. He came to a house, the father forgot him, brothers forgot him. They did not imagine it was David. They did not imagine. And when the prophet wanted to pour oil on this one, that he felt like, God said no. There's another one. It was God that reminded the father that there's somebody else. Are you people seeing something? It was God that imagine God reminds your father that you exist. But more importantly, catch this message. God pays attention to anything and everybody and everything. Even though nobody knows you. See where he picked David from. Nobody can hide you if you are really acting in faith and working in faith. If you are hiddenly telling God, God, I know you will do it. God, I know. Even if you are hidden somewhere far in one part of Makodi that nobody knows, God is seeing you. Faith is connecting you and God. Faith is that through which a network is established between you and God. You know, a lot of people were touching Jesus. One woman came with faith. Jesus turned and missed plenty of people touching him and said, who touched me? The reconnection is through faith. Say, who touched me? Somebody touched me. That's not just physical touch. It's spiritual. And the woman says, me. And I said something before. I said, if you are in faith, only you and God will know when the miracle manifests. A singer said, no one knows like I know. We seated here, we have a lot of people who have things God have done for them that not everybody here knows. Unique to you. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Are you here tonight? Let's read from verse 19. Same part of scripture. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old. And the deadness of Sarah's womb. The deadness of Sarah's womb. I can feel the spirit of unbelief so strong. Are you people here? I'm a spiritual man, and I know when I can sense some kind of things. I know I can feel that God right now gave me this message for this kind of hearts that I'm sensing right now in this atmosphere. Pay attention. You know, you can be religious as a Christian. Even while you are hearing the right things. You just come to sit down, go back and walk in unbelief. The switch of faith is action. Start taking faith steps. Faith without work is dead. Go back and let the word determine your next move. And if the word determines your next move, you will see a manifestation. Peter said, I have been casting my net money till now, nothing. But at thy word, I'll do it again. Go and do it again at the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. It will work. Are you listening to me? You know, I told you about Logos and Rhema many years ago. You can just be hearing these things and except it's life to you, you will not see results. Except it's life to you. I can be teaching like this what you are hearing every day and somebody is shouting, hey! Because that's life. That's what? Light and what? Life. It becomes life later off. But light yet. Why the person is expectant? You don't sit in a service not expectant of a miracle. Of a touch. Why wasting your attendance? He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. You joking with God? You've got to be expectant. And say, God, I know you can change my... You think you can't change your story because it's a midweek service? What is your condition? He is called the omnipresence. Everywhere at the same time. Solving every problem at the same time. You just need to have faith. He will talk to you. He will touch you. Are you listening to me tonight? Very important. For verse 19. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old. And the deadness of Sarah's womb, next part of scripture. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was what? Strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. What a man. He did not waver through unbelief. He did not shake, but was strengthened in faith. And the proof that he was strong in faith was thanksgiving. He was given praise. No wonder the Bible says, Abraham rejoiced to see my days. And he saw it. Many Abraham was a man of thanksgiving and joy. Always in joy. 100 years old. Sarah's womb dead. God shows up. A lot of times God will say things that does not make sense to logic. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He will say things that does not make any sense to logic. Why will he tell Abraham you have a child? At that age. At that age. And see the character of God. He tried to do it his own way. He had a child. God said that's not the result I want. I want it my own way. You know, I told the family one time, I said, the Lord said a child comes in the name of Jesus. And I laid my hands on the woman. And when she went back to Abuja, a man called her and said, I will pay for IVF. And the husband said, no! Prophet, laid hands on us and I will not agree. We will not do it. I don't want it. He refused. Is IVF a sin? No. But he believed that since we said a child will come, we should not try to use any scientific method. And while they were arguing, the woman did not know she was already pregnant. After a few weeks, she noticed some severe symptoms, went for tests, and boom. She was like 2 months pregnant thereabout. 2 months, 3 weeks, 1 month, I can't remember, but it was quite a long time. And they had to call me and told me their experience. I was just laughing. She went back and received human advice. Not that she's a bad person. I'm sure she wants a baby too. Abraham tried to have it his way. God said, that's not what I want. Take off that thing away from me. And for doing that, it's going to take some time again. Tell somebody, don't try to do it your own way. Oh, you are extending time. You are extending time. I'm telling you. You will make it your time very long for the blessing to find expression, for the promise to find expression. Don't do it your own way. If God says it's going to make you rich, don't steal. Don't take bribe. Don't add price unnecessarily. Stay in faith. Don't make God look like he doesn't know what he's doing. I was telling a lady, I said, you chose to marry a pastor and your family warned you. And the pastor is not dear financially yet. And you are now crying. The lady was crying. So you are crying. I don't have money. And the man of God let me know the story. And I said, you are crying for what? There's nothing in the house. I said, why disgracing God? Now you want to call your sisters and say, can you people help me? There's no money. Blah, 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 blah. I said, no! Stay in faith. Let them not talk against your faith walk. She said that she's in faith. See them now. If you read the scriptures every time, the Bible will say, God will tell the children of Israel, I will do it so that they may know, so that they may say. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I will do it. He now said something somewhere with Abraham. He told Abraham to return something. He said, so that nobody will take glory. Was it Abraham? So that nobody will say, I prospered Abraham. He wants to do it himself. Some of you now are into the things of God for a while now. You are admiring somebody that is not into the will of God. Just living anywhere. Ah, see that person. She's there in UK. See, I tell you, if you admire somebody in UK from the will of God, you are in low life. Low life. You just sit there and say, I wish I can relocate. Jesus. God, when? God told you that's not the man to marry. Another person married a man. They are now in US. You now sit there in boat one time. And now I see my man. And that stupid girl. You are the one that said it's not time, but you could not continue in faith. The Bible says Abraham wavered not. He stayed. You know, some people can start, but they don't finish. And it's terrible that you started and could not finish. Like the children of Israel. Moses said something. He said, God, when the angels were threatening to burn them down, he said, God, if you do that now, what would the children of Egypt say about us? They will say, we left them only for our God to come and kill us in the wilderness. Finally, did they enter? To prove something to you that God, because I'm saying this, it does not mean that if you are acting foolishly, God will not do something to prove some people wrong. Let me explain what I'm trying to say. God would have said, okay, children of Israel, enter the promised land so that the children of Egypt, the Israelites, the Egyptians will understand that I'm a faithful God. But they had bad character. And God still said they will not enter finally. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to say. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Think so deep. Don't think that you're saying you have bad character. Now you want God to do something to prove to your neighbor. I was prophesying to a lady one time. I said, stop praying that God should do something to prove to your family members, to prove because they've said this. But she started crying. So all your faith work is so that God will do something so that you turn to people and say, see him, he has done it. You are standing on sinking sands. Just be in faith with a pure intention. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? No string attached. Pure intention. If I marry this guy now that does not have money, what will Sandra say? See who Sandra married. Sandra is in UK. Angela is in US. Jacinta is in Australia. And they are all doing well with their children. Me, I'm in the will of God. You don't want to mock the will of God. They say, are they will of God? Hey, God. So now this thing be will of God. Now will of God be this. They come, they say, make I marry Sonny. What did Sonny get? Will of God. No car. This marriage service, they will go join her and do her. Will of God. Hey! Now, wow. See, you are causing problem for yourself. A time will come when your cup full. You know your cup used to full in the realm of the spirit. It is a fool. I've forgotten that scripture. I've quoted it. But just know that cup is a fool. A time will come. Satan will prevail. Like I was telling some people. I said, if you cannot give in church, don't go and be telling people that in that church they used to give. They did not force you to give. If you can't give, say, I can't give. I don't have to give. Not say for that church, they won't kill me. You would have been in club. You are wasting your time in church. With that kind of talk, you are still coming to the church. Even sitting down and listening to me and say, I receive. You receive cause or blessing. Talking against where your faith is being built. Like one time, we're discussing, somebody said, I was talking to a leader, somebody said, when a people you have given yourself for betray you, a people you have given your life for betray you. So when we're discussing, we say, which life did they give? So and I say, okay, bring our life, take your life back. I know that life you are talking about. That your life, come and collect it back. This one you have now, bring it. Think about it. I'll say it to your face. Remember when you came to this church? How were you? Now just take a moment and think about it. Who you are now and that person, there is no connection. If you observe. It's just that once in a while, that person will just, where I will jam, that person's, this will just manifest. But there is no connection. Think about it. Can you find the connection? You are so used to it, it has become your it has become normal. This present you now has become normal. You think that this is who you have always been. Think about it. This is not who you have always been. God has done so much. So much. This mind you have. Where will they put you in this life that you will not succeed? With this kind of mindset. Pastor Benson, who is in the military, told me something after I graduated. He said, sir, the only difference between what you teach us here, how you raise us and the military, is that you don't beat us with your hand. He said, when I entered there, I was able to survive everything because of the training here. I've never used any stick to hit somebody. But I'll teach you everything. Perseverance. I'll teach you faith. There are some, as I'm teaching them faith, I've done this, I can't even count it. As I'm teaching you the faith, I'll be giving you money. I say, I pay this one. Let's go for the next faith walk. Because I know this one will kill you. Then I'll give you money and say, I try and pay this. I am pushing faith again. But sometimes Satan can make you feel foolish. The Bible says, it would have been better for you to tie stone on your stomach and commit suicide. And let me say it the way you understand. Than to cause these little ones to sin. In other words, you look out for vulnerable people in the church and you talk down the church so that they will see the things of God wrongly. The Bible said, just carry stone, tie in your stomach and commit suicide. It's not me that said it, it's Jesus. Because the plan they have for you in the realm of the spirit, no demon can save you. The kind of flogging, I'm just joking. But do you understand what I'm trying to say? I don't know what the plan is, but the Bible is just warning you that there's a plan. And if he says that plan is, it will be better for you to cast yourself inside river. You imagine that kind of plan. So sometimes Satan can make us sound stupid, like the children of Israel. Moses was fed up. What is the meaning of this? Let's enter the promised land. They are thinking of the glories in Egypt. That's the problem with most Christians. Glories in Egypt. You have left Egypt. Every wrong character has been removed. You are not thanking God for who you are now. It's the gold you are thinking of in Egypt. But if you go back to Egypt, who are you? A slave. I want to relocate to UK as what? A slave. All you do there is 9 to 5 and you die one day. Destiny, you don't fulfill. You know, Africans are normalizing traveling to US as the will of God. See, 90% of the travelers there is not the will of God. God did not create you to come to Nigeria and destiny you to fulfill destiny in US or UK. A lot of times, if it's not the bad government, who will travel there? I'm going to become slave in another man's country. That's why if you don't know God, there's this appetite. You work visa, like you are. In fact, some of you, if you are working out your salvation like you are working out this visa, you have gone so far. You're already in BSC 200 level. You already say your father has promised you traveling out. We are talking it. Mainly I finished. I'll travel out. I'm gathering my money for traveling out. In Africa now, especially in Nigeria, if you travel out, you have entered into destiny. But why Angela, she don't travel out, so God don't do one for her. Don't have low self-esteem. You can become anything in this country. Say amen. It's hard if Tinubu is your president, but I know what I'm telling you. It's hard to say. Because see who is your president. But God can do exceedingly. He can do what? He can do above Tinubu. Above all you can imagine. According to his power, what? So any imagination you are thinking about this country, God can do beyond it. See the test. Hello, fellow billionaires. I say, see the test. Money problem is a major problem of Christians. They didn't still get me. It's nothing, it's just money. See Abraham's face in Genesis 22 verse 5 as we try to close. See what Abraham said. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey, the lad, and I'll go yonder and worship. And we'll come back to you. What impetus. No wonder the Bible says Abraham received him back to life, because Abraham said we will come back with Isaac. He was not lying. He said, we'll come back. What a man of faith. What a man of faith. What a man of faith. Give me verse 21 of Romans 4. Verse 21. And being fully convinced that he had promised, he was also able to what? Underline that. Being fully persuaded. In the NKJV, I think that's what it says. I mean, old KJV, right? Or NLT. Imagination is the spiritual womb where faith conceives God's promises before they manifest it physically. Before they manifest physically. I'll say it again. Imagination is the spiritual womb where faith conceives God's promises before they manifest physically. While the mind can be used for vain imagination, evil or fearful thoughts, a sanctified imagination serves as the bridge between God's invisible word and your visible reality. I said again, while the mind can be used for vain imagination like evil or fearful thoughts, a sanctified imagination serves as the bridge between God's invisible word and your visible reality. That is why faith comes by imagining the word, by hearing and imagining the word. To walk in faith, you need to be listening to God's word. Are you listening to me? Because if you don't listen to God's word enough, you will really walk in disobedience. See, for instance, Psalm 78 verse 41. Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. How did they limit him? He was saying, go take the land. Go take the land. They couldn't imagine themselves in that reality. They didn't imagine themselves in that reality that God was telling them they could have. They went there and they said, the men are full of, that city is full of giants who are like grasshoppers. How dare you? When God said, go and take it, you are saying you are like grasshopper? Say, I can do all things. He says, son of man, can these dry bones live? And when we're doing the exegesis for that scripture, the Bible said it was the people's words that subjected them to what? Skeleton, like skeletons in the realm of the spirit. He said because of what they were saying, they were in the realm of the spirit, they appeared and what they were, their reality was like skeletons. And I said to him, he was caught up in a vision, Ezekiel. Son of man, what does that think? And he said to God, only thou knowest. And God told him what he thinks. That's logos. God said, this is what I want for these people. This is what I want for the children of Israel. And when he said it, he told Ezekiel, prophesy! Ezekiel stood up and started prophesying. You see, I was teaching people about the intercessory ministry of a pastor. Sometimes what their confession, they may be helpless. They may have confessed themselves into the skeletal realm in the realm of the spirit. But as a prophet, as a pastor, you stand up and you declare, in the name of Jesus, these people rise. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? Leaders? As leaders? You must learn to pray for people, cell leaders, pastors, etc. You must learn to prophesy, speak to them. And when he spoke, the whole nation came to the effect, a resulted effect of one person's prayer, Ezekiel. One person's prayer. One person's prayer. Everything changed in the city. One person prophesied. Are you listening to me tonight? Very important. One person and everything changed. I was teaching pastors on, coincidentally, we were talking with leaders on Sunday, and one was complaining about the department. And I said something. I said, no one standing here, sitting here under my watch, can boast and say, I am strong because I wanted to be strong. I said, listen, some of you, we gave birth to you with tears as we prayed in the night. Man, listen, I'm not trying to be proud. The Bible said something about Epaphras. The Bible says he labored till Christ was formed in the hearts of people. Are you listening to me? He labored. He labored till Christ was formed, I mean, in the hearts of people. Prayed. Some people are very stubborn. You pray. You talk one, they talk 20. You pray. And they think they know what they are doing. They are stubborn. And you don't know that, many people don't know that demons are the reason why many people are stubborn. If your eyes are open, I tell you, some people, you will see demons close to them. I saw it many years ago. Two stubborn boys who were my neighbors. Anytime I say it, people laugh. Two monkeys on their head in a vision. They always disturb me. The day I saw those two monkeys, I knew those demons. My prayer changed. The one of them was the one that told me, if you're a man of God, let light come. Why is this person always stubborn? You are fighting something physically. Meanwhile, the Bible said the weapons of our warfare are not what? But they are mighty God to what? Pulling down spiritual strongholds. You got to pray. When you are done talking, you will write their names. See, I tell you, I've heard many pastors talk about it. Who did this? You come to that point, you start crying. You must cry. And that's why I say, if you pray that kind of prayer, if you don't cry, you are not a true pastor. And not just you are not a true pastor, it will not work. Because these are people giving you problem. You write their names in the name of Jesus. Mark. Raposukata. Mark. Satan will now remind you of what Mark did. Remind you of all the atrocity Mark have done. What he has said against you. Mark, I forgive you. Rakoshabakata. Satan will not take you. Satan will not take you. In the name of Jesus. Of course, God knew that they were helpless. That's why I told Ezekiel, you see, if I can find one righteous man, it is okay. Prophesy for Israel. Speak a word concerning Israel. See what they've gotten themselves into. Speak into their lives and let everything change. So somebody wakes up in the morning now, after Ezekiel was done prophesying in the night, and he just changed. Things start working out very well for him. The person will now look at it, because he doesn't have a clue that Ezekiel was the one that prophesied. So Ezekiel's problem is that he's not patient with people. Pastor Ezekiel has one problem. I'm leaving that church. Are you here tonight? Psalm 91 verse 10. You use the word of God to imagine things and see the reality. He said, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. In other words, no sickness comes near me. No evil shall befall me. Nor shall any plague come near my dwelling. In the name of Jesus, I will not die because of insecurity. You say it. Nobody will kill me in this nation. It doesn't matter whether security is tight or not. The Lord has preserved me. No evil will come near me. You see, the right imagination. No sickness come near me. I don't care if it's COVID-19 or 51. In the name of Jesus, it doesn't come near me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Exodus 23:25. It said, he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. My food is blessed. See, beyond the Dettol and the rest, the water has been sterilized. Is sterilized the right word? Purified. My food is blessed. In the name of Jesus. My water is blessed. In the name of Jesus. You know, now we don't know which water is okay. We are just taking certain water. But Lord, before I take the water, the Bible says, whatever my hand touch. Who knows how somebody washes his hand before they give us this water? Wash his hand. Who knows? Who knows what else? They are making the water, their sweat fall inside the purified one. Parasku para head Jesus. See, there are things I'm telling you, these are realities. If your hope is in this world, you have all men most word. What if they are done purifying it, trying to cover, and a big, for somebody that have hepatitis B, fell inside and he covered it for you. And you drank hepatitis B. Jabakatabaya. They say, where did you get it from? You say, I don't know. Nobody in our family has it. Have you had cases like that? But the Bible says, whatever thy hand. If you want to be logical, only film. You want to be practicing talking like Ramsey Noah, you will die very fast. See, I'm not swearing for you. I'm telling you fact. You will die anytime Satan feels good about you. You know, if Satan feels good about you, that is bad for you. I'm telling you. And probably you don't have a praying mother. Fathers don't even pray. Praying mother, I mean. You're not finished. Some people surviving with bad character. Their mother are praying for them. You probably, your mother is not praying. Or your father is the only one remaining. He has married another wife. Who is praying for you? I'm not trying to mock you, but I'm telling you facts. Some people misbehaving. And you still see them okay. I tell you. I was telling somebody a story. The guy was confessing. Hey, the lady, she not changed her mind. Then later they discovered the lady, he was trying to repent too. The lady was coming. She not changed her mind. She didn't come again. Then after a while, blah, 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 to call the long story short, she died of HIV and AIDS. The news now spread. She died. He now repented. Immediately he heard the news. He repented. You know why he repented? He repented because he remembered the day she was coming and changed her mind not to come again. He said something, this can only be God. Because somebody who died of HIV and AIDS, that means he would have been infected at that point of his life that he's confessing. He had to repent that day. I told him, see bro, somebody is praying for you because you are very stupid in the way you think and it cannot be you. If you check, when we say my mother is an evangelist, I say no wonder. No one evangelist son is inviting a lady over. But you see, the mother is praying, calling his name. Somewhere you will not be stupid. Somewhere your stupidness will not see the end of you. Somewhere in the name of Jesus. Some of you wake up and hear your mother praying. Have you seen that before? Early in 4 a.m. You see her just been and she's speaking your language. Oh my God, Jesus. Powerful prayers. Making intercessions. You, the tongues, you can pray, man. You can't pray the tongues. You know how to pray in tongues. Mommy, you need to start praying in tongues. She'll look at you. You don't know anything. You have not proven to her that you know what you are doing. Because while she's praying, it is, they have put anointing oil on your head. You are still snoring. You don't even know when. You just wake up and touch oil on your head. That's the woman you want to listen to you. If, for instance, when she wake up, she sees you, you already mounted your gate. Say, mommy, rest. Let me pray this prayer today. Rabatosia kabarada this. She will believe what you are saying. But she wake up, you are snoring. Say, let us pray. Say, mommy, I'm coming. Mommy, I'm coming. Prayer warrior. Tongue speaking believer. The person that knows his place in Christ. I know who I am. I know who I am. They snore when they are praying. That's why some of your mothers, they don't believe your Christianity. They are just saying, God, forgive our foolishness. Cover her in my prayer. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. See, life is not a coincidence. Some of you, if you think you are very okay today, I bet you, if you can check anywhere, go and check. Your mother have prayed for you. There's something, I don't know why I'm using mothers, maybe your father too, but more of your mother. Are you listening to me? My father was in Liberia. He went to another country, PKP, where they used to fight war. Different. My mother will wake up in the middle of the night, hold my hands, hold my sister's hand. We'll be praying, and be shouting. There's one day I will never forget. She was praying. Anytime she mentioned Jesus, thunder was like, boom. I was not thinking maybe it's the Jesus that was making the thunder. She said, Jesus, thunder will strike. I'll look at her eyes. Jesus, thunder will strike. I'll look at her eyes. No bullet will touch my husband. No bullet will touch my husband. No bullet! No bullet will touch my husband. No bullet! Then he came back and was telling us how the bullet that will kill you will not sound the same way. Say, bullet will just be passing. Pew! 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 But I'm grateful to God, see me. But we remember our mother. Holding our hands. Because I tell you, while we're there, you'll be hearing one woman will just go, where yo, Medina? Where yo, my husband? They've broken the news. If we just sit down, soldiers are coming, we'll be wondering which room are they coming to. Any room they enter, if they are five, they've lost their husband. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? Be a person of prayer. You can be traveling, I'm telling you the truth under heaven. See, what I saw about Abraham shook my faith today. It really shook me. You can be traveling, I tell you, they can fire this gun, the bullet will return. You think it's Indian movie, you know Indian movie, right? Have you watched Indian movie? That the person is looking at the bullet like this. When I'm by the bullets. And now fire you with his mouth. Too good to be true. Even me, I don't believe that one. But I'm just saying that. You know, way back I had a mentor who told me something. He said, I love cartoons. I said, why do you love cartoons? Why would an old man like this that teaches us the Bible be watching cartoons? He said, I love cartoons because anytime I watch cartoons, I see the possibility, endless possibility of God. He said, they will beat Tom, will beat Jerry. Jerry will be torn. Before you know, Jerry is normal. That's when I knew that this cartoon he was watching was for something. If not, you enter, you see somebody who's teaching you the Bible watching cartoon and he's doing like this. I'm like, God can do all things. I say, God can do all things. I say, God can do all things. Let me end like this. Let poverty not be normal. Some of you are so okay, poverty. You go back home now. You are ready to be like this for the next 2 weeks. Something should change. God will meet you at your point of expectation. If you go back and sit down like this, it will always be like that. And for some of you who think you are successful because you have 200K in your account, I'm here to tell you people who have 300 billion and they are not coughing. You are not a child of the devil, you are a child of God. Don't be okay that you are successful. You can enter into the billions. See, this is how it starts. You start thinking, Lord, I'm able. I can do it. I can enter into the billions. I'm qualified for this blessing. As you are thinking, it is sharing a certain level of hunger. How do I, not like this unnecessary hunger people have. I mean, you are curious. You want to know. God, in the name of Jesus. A cry of the spirit. What did I call it about the soul? A call of the soul. Then a cry of the spirit. You have seen the possibility in God's word. You've seen it. Then you begin to pray. Father, now this is a cry of the spirit. I believe I can enter into the billions. In the name, I believe I can heal the sick. In the name, I believe this can happen. In the name. You should have been praying it too. See, let me tell you something. If they try to catch you and they release you. The day it happened is not the day that you prayed and see the result. That's why it's good to pray in tongues. Because what we are praying about. See, if you pray in tongues so much, especially in this season. Or you have been praying in tongues. You have been saying things that will help you in the future. I pray in tongues more than ye all. Listen to me carefully. You are saying things for your future. You probably have been saying things about the present season in Nigeria. I know what I'm telling you. That they will look at you like this and say, go. Have you not heard testimonies? You hear they kill people. You hear another people come out without paying a dime. I heard a story. The woman was telling how that they kidnap her. They wanted to kidnap one church lady who was trying to enter church. And they just said to themselves, let's just leave that woman. I beg. Let's leave her. Let's go to another place. Then the woman they kidnapped that came out to give testimony said, that woman will not know what God has been doing for her. She probably was going to church worried that things are not okay. I don't know whether you get what I'm trying to say. But probably she's a very serious prayer warrior who has been praying in tongues. Rabakatapa. She doesn't know what she's saying. We don't know how to pray as we ought to. Do you know there's if you begin to pray this season, you'll be praying against the wrong thing Satan wants to do to you, your family, and everybody, everything that concerns you this season. If you start praying in tongues, he that knows the heart of the Father prays for us according to the will of the Spirit. Then we now see that what? All things. You see that things will just work together for your good. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? Learn to pray. You are not civilized because you are not praying. Don't copy anybody in the world though. You watch movies, you are trying to be like these guys. Don't copy them though. You are in Nigeria. Who is following you? Angels. We have to start believing these Bible stories. They are true. Elisha told Gehazi, the ones for us are plenty. He went outside, he saw plenty angels. Angels surround me. The Bible said we are in an innumerable multitude. And listen, these angels are not just here to protect you. There are angels that are around you to provide for you. See, you know why you don't see them? Expectations. They are not there. You don't expect it. You wake up in the morning, all my needs are met. Why? Why? Abraham had a reason why he believed. I was obeying God. There was a back-end reason. The reason why he was going to kill Isaac was not because he was just following God blindly. The Bible said because he believed and knew that God was able to bring Isaac back to life. You see that? Why am I saying God will, all my needs are met? There should be a reason why I'm saying this. There should be a back end reason. Because I know there are many angels around me. I know there are many. There's a way I say it. It's different from the way a mental assenter is saying it. All my needs are met. In the name of Jesus, all my needs are met. And sometimes you see the person shout, all my needs are met. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. All my needs. I can't be touched by the power of the Holy Ghost. I cannot, nothing can touch me. Elijah said, Lord, open the eyes of your servant so that he may see and know what is determining my calmness and boldness amidst these plenty soldiers. And when his eyes were open, he didn't shout again. He didn't shout again. He was calm like Elisha. Meaning there was something Elisha was seeing that was boosting, that was a booster to his confidence, a booster to his faith. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Supernatural provision, it was already there. The things which are not seen are more real. I can't fail. It's not possible to lack. I can never lack in my life. I can't lack. It's impossible. Be like your father Abraham. Whether I'm anywhere in Makodi, God will provide. Whether I'm in any situation, God will provide. I have never been scared of tomorrow. I know God is already in tomorrow, taking care of tomorrow for me. Are you listening to me? Any situation I find myself is El Shaddai, the multi-breasted one. He's my present help in every times of need. That is why I don't cry foolishly. See, you disappoint God when you walk in unbelief. He said he's only pleased by faith, not tears. He's only pleased by faith, not tears. He's pleased by people that when they see lack, they go face to face with lack and say, I am not lacking. There's a mighty supply around me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. People who can trek and be saying, I have so much. My days of trekking are over. In the name of Jesus. See, I'm telling you fact. If you are very close to me, the problem is that some of you don't pay close attention to your pastors. One time I was speaking to Pastor Benson. He was trying to ask me how I covered my wedding and cars and everything. So one time we were talking. And when I finished explaining to him, he was shocked. He made a statement one time. I don't want to say it because it will look like pride or so, proud or something. But I told him, even while I didn't have anything, I was speaking the word. I was trekking, saying my days of trekking were over. My days, I can never lack. I was drinking well water when I was saying this. Nobody in this world knew when I was drinking well water. You know when I say now, you are very shocked. I will boil it. It's better than some of the pure waters you take. And take it. And when I'm done, before I sleep, my days of lack are over. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to lack. I tell you boldly, I'm not lacking. I'm not lacking. Are you listening to me? Not anchored on your finances in this church. I am not lacking. I can never lack. Never lack in my life. And I've never seen a place where God wants me to do something and say, no, I will not do. In the lives of people in this church, I've never seen. And I say, no, I will not do. I always do it. You can tell, ask leaders, I can buy an entire sound at once. But I don't used to raise. I can come here and say, I'm buying this, buy that. But I can do it. I've done it several times. Not to brag. And yet I know I cannot lack. When I'm done, I know God will credit my account. I saved for a car. When I was done, God said, sow the money and seed. Ask them. I came here. I said, what do we need? They were thinking I was joking. When they wrote all the things, I said, send the account numbers. They started importing them from different states. I sold all the money I saved for a car. God said, I will give you a car. Sow the seed. How will he give me? I don't know. But it's God. If I read Bible story and see how he does things, how he did things, how he made a way where there seems to be no way, how he parted the Red Sea, there was bridge in 2 seconds, 5 seconds. I know it will be hard to believe because of the bridge that they are trying to build in this Makodi. In 5 seconds, less than 10 seconds, bridge was available. People walked like it was dry ground. This God, what is the reason? Why are you doubting God? Why will you doubt God? Why will you look at your life, look at your friend's life and say, if I had known. If you had known what? You'd be in Egypt? No, you are a boss. See, you will serve the Lord with the whole of your heart, mind and strength.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, Worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheridan Hotels, beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.